Manu Patra alerts dated the 21st of November 2019. Madras High Court has granted 30-day parole to Robert Pius, one of the seven convicts serving a life term for the assassination of former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi. The court gave the order on a plea by Pius seeking parole for making arrangements for his son's wedding. Competition Commission of India has ordered a detailed investigation against Odisha State Civil Supplies Corporation Limited for alleged unfair business ways with respect to procurement of custom milling services for ICE. Apex Court has upheld the National Company Law Appellate Tribunal's 15th of October, 2018 order disallowing encashing of bank guarantees furnished by IL&FS Group companies, offering relief to banks that have stood guarantors to the infrastructure conglomerate's projects. Top court has affirmed conviction of 10 men in the March 2003 murder of former Gujarat Home Minister Heran Pandya. The court has dismissed the review petitions filed by 10 of 12 convicts in the case. Supreme Court has observed that the Constitution will lose its importance if there is no redress sal for breach of fundamental rights, such as right to life and fair trial, of the citizens by private individuals who are performing state actions. Supreme Court has upheld the conviction of a man under Section 376 read with Section 511 of the Indian Penal Code, 1864 attempt of rape to a woman. Further, the court also observed that the attempt to commit an offence begins when the accused commences to do an act with the necessary intention. Supreme Court has observed that though a victim can engage a private counsel to assist the prosecution, such counsel could not be given the right to make oral arguments or examine and cross-examine witnesses. The court further noted that the victim's counsel has a limited right of assisting the prosecution, which may extend to suggesting questions to the court or prosecution but not putting them by himself. Delhi High Court has rejected a public interest litigation seeking implementation of the 7th Pay Commission recommendations in private unaided schools of the national capital, saying if the staffs of these institutions are aggrieved, they can approach the court in their individual capacity. The court said as and when any staff of these schools approaches court, then after hearing all stakeholders, an order can be passed. Kerala High Court has observed that the police officers are not expected to physically stop vehicles by jumping into the middle of the road, thereby coming down heavily on police officers and motor vehicle inspectors chasing two wheeler riders in the name of vehicle check and for not wearing helmets. Madras High Court has allowed a writ petition filed against the reopening of assessment, thereby reiterating that the mere change of opinion of the assessing officer is not a ground to reopen assessment under Section 147 of the Income Tax Act, 1961. Madras High Court has ruled that a petitioner being a victim is mandatorily entitled to notice before acceptance of final report to the police, and in case such a notice is not served, he has a right to file protest petition. National Green Tribunal has directed the Central Pollution Control Board to revise its mechanism for setting up of new industrial units and also expansion activities in critically polluted areas. The tribunal also warned that it will take coercive action against the heads of state pollution control boards for failing to take concrete action against violators. Authority for Advance Ruling West Bengal has ruled that supply of stores to foreign going vessels, as defined under subsection 21 of section 2 of the Customs Act, 1962 Act, is not export or zero rated supply unless it is marked specifically for a location outside India. Lok Sabha has passed the Chit Funds Amendment Bill 2019 that seeks to streamline operations of chit funds in India and protect the interests of investors, mainly the economically weaker sections of the society. Securities and Exchange Board of India has made it necessary for all listed companies to make public disclosures on loans defaults. The move will help stakeholders stay better informed on the financial health of a company. National Green Tribunal has slammed the Delhi government's awareness activities to tackle noise pollution, saying they were inadequate in terms of quality and quantity. The tribunal said that steps should be properly planned and coordinated in a yearly action plan covering different thematic areas of environmental problems needs to be clearly identified. Further, the tribunal also said the penalty for bursting crackers needs to be revised. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has dismissed the plea of Singapore-based DBS Bank, a dissenting financial creditor of Ruchi Soya, challenging the distribution of proceeds from the bid submitted by Patanjali Ayurveda. The tribunal said that a secured creditor cannot dissent with the resolution plan just to get more funds than other creditors and claim preference over other creditors. Reserve Bank of India has imposed a monetary penalty of a total of 1.75 crore rupees on Indian Bank for non-compliance with its various directions. The non-compliance included the opening of savings bank accounts of a cooperative society and non-adherence with directions on Know Your Customer and e-money laundering norms. Window dressing of balance sheet is on the 31st of March 2018 by loan disbursement amounting to 508.28 crore rupees and delayed reporting of frauds. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has denied a waiver sought by Reliance Industries to delist Alok Industries, which it had bought out of bankruptcy earlier this year. The tribunal has directed Reliance Industries to comply with the approved resolution plan, which did not contain either an exit price for minority shareholders or any procedure for delisting. National Green Tribunal has directed all state pollution control boards to install assessed air quality monitoring stations within a year and submit quarterly progress reports to the Central Pollution Control Board. The tribunal issued a slew of directions on the issue of air pollution and sought first report on installation of air quality monitoring stations by the 1st of April, 2020.